problem is that I could give you equal chances of higher or lower acres when it comes to the corn side of things. We do feel like there should be increased acres on soybeans, both of which were planted at an amazing rate this year, well ahead of the five-year average for planting pace. But you can also make the case that with the way that we've seen cotton prices go, some of those southeastern or even Delta grain farmers could have switched over some acres from, say, corn or from some beans to the cotton side of things with that increase that we saw from the very end of February until early May. But that's kind of the one that's up in the air. We don't know exactly what we're looking at as far as acres, but the biggest one that could really move the markets would probably be the quarterly grain stocks number. That's usually where the biggest wild card is, at least on the corn side of things.